Hi, and welcome to the first pod entry cast of Chuck EduPod. This podcast is being sponsored by the Senator Chuck Allen Scholarship Fund, which is a memorial fund that was started this year, 2008, in memory of and in honor of Chuck Allen, who was a third, Chuck Allen the third. On this podcast, we're going to be covering issues related to higher education and minority students attaining higher education and going on to serve the civic good, which is the whole purpose of the Senator Chuck Allen III Scholarship Fund. I'm going to be reading from a news block. It's posted November 6, 2007, from the Chronicle of Higher Education, and hopefully it'll give us some ideas and some thoughts about where we're going in terms of higher education and high school students going on to hopefully attain a better life, as well as contribute, as minority students always have, to society overall. This was posted November 6, 2007. Minority students want colleges to foster interracial interaction, survey finds. A new survey of Black, Hispanic, and Native American college students has found that 74% believe colleges need to find better ways to bring students from different racial and ethnic backgrounds together to socialize and study. An overwhelming majority, 64%, said that when they were choosing college to attend, it was at least somewhat important to them that the institution's students socialize and study together on a regular basis. But while 24% reported witnessing more such interactions between racial and ethnic groups than they had been applying, 16% said they had witnessed less. The survey results were released to the Chronicle by Widemer Communications, a research and polling firm with offices in Washington and New York. The survey was conducted online in August using a sample of 582 Black, Hispanic, and Native American college students and 400 high school students from those racial and ethnic groups. The survey pool was vetted by the National Research Center for College and University Admissions and Survey U, which is a New York-based polling firm. The survey found that 68% of the college students polled said it was at least somewhat important to them in choosing a college that an institution had had students from a wide range of racial and ethnic backgrounds. Such diversity was rated as one of the most, and I'm quoting here, one of the most important things by 12% of the students in the sample. Asked to characterize what they had actually experienced on the campus, 35% said that they had encountered more diversity than they expected, while 19% said that they had seen less. The high school student survey placed even more emphasis on college diversity, with 81% saying it was at least somewhat important to them that respective college's students come from a wide range of racial and ethnic backgrounds. Two-thirds expected to encounter more diversity in college than they had experienced in high school. And that was written by Peter Schmidt, and this was, again, in the Chronicle of Higher Education, posted November 6, 2007. And hopefully, when we think of these issues, we are thinking about the reason for and the higher purpose of giving more minority students a chance, obviously, of sharing their talent and bettering themselves, but also to present that wider experience to the wider majority of persons from different backgrounds. Thank you for listening to our first podcast of the Chuck EduPod.